When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Come see us live. Everybody's talking about the live shows. Louisville's next. Louisville Comedy Club, Thursday night, February 8th. Then on to Lexington, Kentucky. Comedy off Broadway, February 9th and 10th. The Ontario Improv, right here in the Los Angeles area. The Ontario Improv is
Sunday, February 18th.
Thank you, Alex. Philadelphia, we're coming back to our favorite city. Philadelphia, at the Punchline in Philadelphia. And the dates on that, Alex, are
February 29th through March 2nd.
That's a Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday. We'll be in Philly for a few days. Come on out and see us. And then, of course, D.C., one night only, Sunday night, March 3rd. Oxnard coming. Stamford, Connecticut. It's time to get tickets, Stamford, Connecticut. They never stop harassing me. The New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. That is March 12th. And then I'm doing a really cool place in Auburn, New York, I believe is the city. Mm-hmm. It's called the Auburn Theater. If you live in that part of New York State, I believe it's upstate New York, if I'm not mistaken, I'm coming to the Auburn Theater.
March 23rd.
And then Kansas City is happening. Kansas City, it's called the Comedy Club at Kansas City, March 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And then Florida again. Tampa, Side Splitters, you better get your tickets. Don't get sold out like what happened to the people in Fort Worth, because that Side Splitters in Tampa is selling. You actually have the pronunciation right on the, what is it? Go ahead.
Dania Beach.
Dania Beach. Alex says he got it from the mayor of Dania Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Dania Beach Improv. That is Sunday night, the night after Tampa. I go down to Dania Beach Improv. I'm excited. I haven't been in that part of the world in forever.
Mm-hmm.
What's the date on that one?
April 7th.
See you then.
Cover to Cover with Chris Frangiola. Cover to Cover with Chris Frangiola. Ow!
There comes a time when we heed a certain world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand.
We are saving lives right now, Alex. I think. I don't know if the money still goes to, like, the people we were trying to save back then are now 38. So maybe even older. It's like 85. I watched the documentary last night on Netflix. If you guys are interested, I think it's called like The Greatest Night in Pop or something. And I want to talk about it. It's Billy Joel, The Greatest Night in Pop. That's what it's called, yeah. Documentary about the making of We Are the World. If you're my age, you remember it well. I finished the documentary and I went into the bedroom and I told my wife, so that was pretty interesting, the documentary about We Are the World just watched. And my wife works for Netflix, so I said it's on Netflix, and she goes, yeah, it's doing well, like it's in the top 10. That's good. I said, do you have any interest in that era? She goes, well, when it came out I was 3. I was like, oh, that's right, it was a big age difference between the two of us. And I never really realized how much of an age difference there is between us, because we don't seem like it, you know. Mm-hmm. But when it things like that my wife was 3 in 1985, you know, and I was in my senior year of high school, I guess, or 11th grade or something like that, this song meant a lot to us. It's a big deal. It's Bruce Springsteen. Shocking watching the documentary. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but I highly recommend it if you're into this sort of thing. First of all, a few things I want to say about it. Steve Perry right there, a little Steve Perry. All of the people who were involved are still kind of relevant. You know, most of them are like went on to still be have a pretty good career, like the Springsteens and the Billy Joels and the Paul Simons. And I mean, several of them are dead, but I mean, even Lionel Richie and many others, they're all, it's not like they're, oh, I never heard of this guy again. He never went on to anything. I mean, they got people that had a career in 85 and still have a career now. So that was kind of cool. It is interesting to see people like Springsteen and all of them, honestly, before what we have today. And I'm not just talking about the Botoxes and all those things.
Okay.
I'm talking about all things. I think, you know, I just don't think there was whitening toothpaste back then.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, hair products where everybody just washed their hair with the same drugstore Prel.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed, you know, I think, you know, if you look at everybody was just like weirdly, like, I don't think they had the Invisaligns or whatever is keeping people shit tight these days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Springsteen comes, he's there to do like the interview now. They talk to Springsteen about his time during this We Are the World. And Springsteen, I mean, now, obviously, Springsteen is, he's using all the things that,
yeah,
you could use today to make mm-hmm. himself still keep it tight. And then you look at the Springsteen in 1985, and like, oh, this is the crooked teeth, you know, just, and now this, the Springsteen now looks like a fucking model, and
yeah,
he's 75.
Uh-huh. Bet all these people look better today.
They kind of all do. I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, Willie Nelson probably looks better today.
Yeah, and Willie's apart in it. I'm going to say, it's fascinating for many reasons. It's fascinating for just kind of how they all got together. It's just such a different time. It's such a different time that big, first of all, I cannot believe anybody did not freak out during it and say, there was one, you got to watch it. It's fucking fascinating. At one point, these are like the biggest stars in the world. Mm-hmm. Still, kind of, most of them are. I mean,
yeah,
Bruce Springsteen is at the top of his game still at this point, as is Billy Joel. But they're all together. Nobody's like bigger than the other.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, the thing doesn't start. They don't have everybody come to the studio until like 1 o'clock in the morning, because they had the American Music Awards first. Then, because everyone's going to be in town for the American Music Awards, they say, okay, now we got you guys in town. Come and do We Are the World. We're going to save, you know, starving Africans.
Mm-hmm.
So they all show up. I mean, the biggest stars in the world show up.
Yeah. If you want a list at any point, I have a lot of the
Yeah, we'll get to them in a second. And nobody is kind of like bitching about it. I couldn't believe it because and then they keep showing the clock and what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they never said it's AM. I'm like, but this is, they're showing like 4 on the clock.
Yeah.
On a digital, you know, 1985 clock. And I'm like, that's 4 AM.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this shit's 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and they're still there.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Billy Joel is still there. Bruce Springsteen's still there. I mean, I would have been like, fuck this. I'm out. Al Jarreau is drunk. They keep showing it. Drunk Al Jarreau, like, you know, and why wouldn't Al Jarreau be drunk? It's like, listen, this shit started at 1 o'clock in the morning, and they, you know, they talk about it. It's like Al Jarreau kept ordering wine, and next thing you know, it was his turn to sing, and the guy couldn't sing.
Mm-hmm.
Even
the chorus, like the background singers.
Yeah.
It's a list of 20.
Oh, there were people.
Massive people.
There were people who didn't even get solos, and they stayed there
uh-huh.
for like 9. I felt so bad for like Kenny Rogers is uh-huh. there. And the poor old guy. I mean, I know Kenny Rogers wasn't as kind of old as he looked because he had the gray hair and the gray beard and everything. I think he was at that time probably 40.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, once again, like I was saying earlier, everyone just looked like shit. But he just looked like kind of like a lot of the people just looked completely out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Like so much so that I would have said, Kenny, you can go home now. Like you seem tired. I mean, the whole time he's just, I think, trying to be nice but I mean, it's 5 o'clock in the morning and poor Kenny Rogers is standing there in a USA for Africa sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had to be hot. It had to be, it looked like a tiny little recording studio. And, you know, Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson. And then Huey Lewis, they had a lot of these guys there for the interview in the documentary. And Huey Lewis adds a lot to it. And honestly, for my money, I think the best part of this song, which is so kind of cheesy listening to it now, but it's the best part of the song is Huey Lewis and Cyndi Lauper and Kim Carnes when they do their part. And Huey Lewis was added last minute. It was supposed to be Prince, but Prince just never showed up. He was like, I'm at a bar. And he called Sheila E., who was there, and he said, should I come? And Sheila E. said, you should come, but there's a lot of people here. And he doesn't like a lot of people, I guess. He's like, no, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm good.
So then they turned to Huey Lewis and said, you want to do it? And Huey was like, yeah, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And it was turned out to be kind of the best part.
I mean, they got the full news there.
Huey Lewis and the news were there. Like, they the were whole all news. There. Hall and Oates was, everybody was there.
It's funny, we talk about how Hall and Oates don't like each other. Hall is credited as a soloist and Oates is a chorus member.
Yeah, well, Daryl Hall, he does with Steve Perry.
Yeah.
It is, it's amazing. The whole thing.
I mean, every Jackson is there.
All the Jackson. Every Jackson. Michael Jackson wrote it with Lionel Richie. Yes, mm-hmm. Lionel Richie. Yeah, and it's just, I cannot believe more people did not go, I'm out. So, but there was one. And I would have 100% been Waylon Jennings. Waylon Jennings is there. These were just different times. Once again, everybody, this is when like the charts had, you could literally on the charts have Willie Nelson, Diana Ross, you know, Men at Work. They were all on the same chart. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like all different weird kinds of music would be hits.
Yeah.
And so Willie Nelson's there. Kenny Rogers is there. These guys were as big as Diana Ross and Lionel Richie. But Waylon Jennings is there. And one point, you know, they're under the gun. They got to get their shit done like that night because they're going to lose everybody the next night. So that's, and at one point, Stevie Wonder says, we have to have some Swahili in this song if we're going to do the songs for Africa. It's got, if this is for Africa, okay, we have to have Swahili verse in it.
Yeah.
And Stevie Wonder starts singing some Swahili lyric that he wants to put in the song.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you just see Waylon Jennings just walk out. And they talk about it in the documentary. They're like, when they started talking about speaking Swahili, Waylon Jennings like, you know what? This is 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Waylon Jennings is like, what is happening here? I mean, I guess in Waylon Jennings' world, he's like, I don't know what this guy, I don't know Swahili.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even sure if the countries that were trying, I guess this was when Ethiopia was having a famine or something, if you mm-hmm. remember. And we were trying to raise money for Ethiopia. And then somebody goes, like, I forget who it was. It was like Hall and Oates or something. Like, they don't speak Swahili in Ethiopia. So the whole thing was just like, just craziness.
I mean, it's the classic too many cooks in the kitchen.
Right, exactly.
Like, way
and then
too
they
many.
Finally, and poor Bruce, poor Bob Dylan. Bob mm-hmm. Dylan, you know, you see these, it's like a meme now where Bob Dylan is just like in the, he has no idea what's going on. He's uh-huh. just sitting in the chorus. He doesn't know the words. He's like, why am I here? I don't sing like this. This is not my style.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to sing amongst other people. That was the other thing. I was like, all of them were like, I don't want to fucking be singing in front of Michael Jackson. Like, this is like, these are like the best of the best watching us.
Mm-hmm.
If we fuck up a little bit, you know, we didn't prep. We're not warmed up. We can't cut.
They handed us the lyrics three minutes ago.
They did. They literally got the lyrics. Like, Paul Simon is just like, what? This is my line? Like, it, and you know these guys, like mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel and some of these guys who write great songs, they were probably like, this is the cheesiest fucking song I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, but they did, even Bruce Springsteen actually says that at one point. He goes, you know, say what you want about the song itself. It's a little cheesy, but it did what they needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's so funny. I mean, you got to imagine that some of these guys went there after the American Music Awards. They were probably just like, oh, this is a fun party night for us. You know, they just won American Music Awards, and it's mm-hmm. 1985. They're like, now I want to go out and do cocaine and try and bang a Morgan Fairchild or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but they're like, no, you got to come and hang out until 7 a.m.
Whoa.
And sing. And then at one point, they're like, oh, my God.
I mean, these people started getting ready at 7 a.m. the day
before.
And
none of them looked, like, the fact that none of them were just like, losing their minds is shocking to me. I would have been like, I would have been like, fuck this. Fuck, I don't give mm-hmm. a shit. Who, fuck you, Stevie Wonder, Bruce Springsteen. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I got to go. It's oh my God. I could not believe the whole
Swahili.
it's kind of, you got to watch. It's pretty fascinating. It's only an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. You get the job done. And just to see how weirdly, how not perfect everybody looked in 1985.
Yeah.
You forget, if you could keep your shit tight in 1985, you would just, I mean, structurally, the bone structure must have been there.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, there was no help in 1985.
And these are all people that were touring probably all year.
Bruce Springsteen literally flew in. He didn't even go to the American Music Awards. He flew in from his last tour. He was on the Born in the USA tour, mm-hmm. which is the biggest tour in the world at that time. And he flew in from like New Jersey to come and do this. It was wild. I mean, the fact that Bruce Springsteen did it is insanity. But it was like Quincy Jones was involved, so everybody was like, well, you know, Quincy's a friend, and but still. Anyway, it's pretty interesting stuff. Check it out. I love it. And now, you know, things have changed. Music has changed. This is the hottest new track. I found it today. I mean, this is going to be taking the world by storm.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are saying that it's, you know, it's sending the world in a different direction. Here we go. Now, what's her name?
Her name is Ice Spice.
Ice Spice. She's a big deal. She was on Saturday Night Live and people love her. Ice Spice. This song is, I believe it's called Fart.
It's called Think You the Shit. And let's then see, in let's parentheses, hear it. Fart.
Okay. Came out 3 days ago.
Looks like I'm going to say in the intro.
What? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ice Spice?
Yep.
You got it.
You want me to say something so bad?
Stop playing with them, Ryan.
Can you please?
Think you the shit, bitch? What? You not even the fart.
What?
I be going hard. Nah. I'm breaking their hearts.
Yes.
Like, bitches be quick, but I'm quicker. Like, bitches be thick, but I'm thicker.
Bitches be thick, but I'm thicker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I don't know if I like my bitches thick. I don't know. I know everybody does. A lot of people like them mm-hmm. thick. I don't know if I do.
Yeah.
I'm like old white guy, you know. I like my bitches
thin.
Thin, yeah.
I mean,
I don't mind a little thick. I don't know, but not thick, thick.
Yeah. Even the Kardashians are
it's a little
toning
too thick.
It down a little.
Yeah, well, they all are. They all got whatever they had in there taken out. Spackle, whatever they put in her asshole. What? We didn't say that. That's not.
No. That was Ice Spice.
That was Ice Spice. We did not. We don't use that word around here. Alex does sometimes, but no. only when he's in traffic.
Bitches be quick, but I'm quicker. Bitches be thick, but I'm thicker. She could be rich, but I'm richer.
What she's saying is, Alex, you probably don't know this. What she's saying is, you think you're the shit, but you're not even a fart.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
You understand what's happening here? Mm-hmm. You think you're the shit, but you're not. And some people would say a fart is like the beginning of a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not even that. You're not even a fart.
No.
You ever see, there's a song by the Beatles called A Long and Winding Road.
Mm-hmm.
Lead you to your door. That originally, Paul McCartney and John Lennon had written that. That's what it said. The long and winding road. They changed it later.
Mm-hmm.
It was the original lyric is the long and winding road leads me to... Take a shit. A lot of people don't know this. I thought it was a fart. Turns out it was a shit. So she's not the first.
Yeah,
not a lot of people don't. If you look at some of the.
There's a Netflix documentary on it.
You got to watch it. And a lot of people. So she's not the first to talk about the fart and the shit and how closely related they are.
Mm-hmm.
But. I mean, I don't disagree with the sentiment because a lot of people do think they're the shit, and a lot of them aren't even the fart.
No,
leads me to my next story. Speaking of people being the shit and are not the fart, I, Alex, I mean my star has risen.
Oh, yes,
and it continues to rise. We talked about it on Tuesday's episode. I mean, the cast of Benny and the Roids, an after school special I did in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
Is reaching out to me. They're just everyone wants to get together with the breakout star of Benny and the Roids, one line that was dubbed over,
mm-hmm.
and many of them reaching out to me. What's going on? How do we become the level of stardom you are? Cruise News Doug Parker's crediting us with saving the cruise industry for our playing of Cruise News. However, I thought it couldn't rise any higher than potentially having Doug Parker on as a guest on Cover to Cover. But yesterday I got an email.
Okay.
From Las Vegas. The good people of Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And they said, Chris.
Like the mayor?
Somebody.
Okay.
Somebody from Las Vegas. Whoever it was. I don't want to mention names, but somebody. They said, you're invited. It's a celebrity tournament in Las Vegas, and you are invited. Super Bowl weekend, Chris. That's Super Bowl's coming up. It's in Las Vegas. It's on February 11th. That weekend is going to be, the city's going to be a buzz. Las Vegas is going to be a buzz with parties and charity events. Not unlike We Are the World. Everybody's coming.
Yep.
And I was invited to a celebrity pickleball tournament.
Whoa.
In Las Vegas.
Whoa.
Chris Frangiola, we'd like to invite you to a celebrity pickleball tournament the weekend of Super Bowl in Las Vegas. A celebrity. You understand, Alex?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's when I get invited to these things, which is rare, but sometimes it happens. The first thing that, of course, think, and which everybody who's normal should think when you get these invitations, the first thought should be, well, if you've gotten to the point where you're inviting me, something's gone terribly wrong.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, it's like the old, I think it's Groucho Marx, is this quote is attributed to him. When Groucho Marx says, I would never want to belong to a club that would have me as a member.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree with that more. If you're inviting me to your red carpet or your pickleball tournament on Super Bowl weekend, let me just say that Leonardo DiCaprio is probably not going to that one.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, some of the people that are going, that I mentioned it to you yesterday, didn't I? And I gave you some of the names. We looked them up. Some of them are athletes.
A lot of athletes.
Jewel is going to be there. Well, it's Jewel's charity.
Okay.
Okay. So whether she's going to be there or not, I don't know, but I would imagine she would be because it's Jewel's charity.
Yeah.
And let's face it. I mean, we all love Jewel. Who doesn't love Jewel? But Jewel's not, she's not Ice Spice.
No.
She thinks she's a chip, but she's not even a fart.
Jewel's a fart.
You think Jewel's a fart?
At least.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you. Jewel is a fart. Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't like Jewel? Everyone likes Jewel. And apparently she's dating Kevin Costner now. So that's big. That's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that, which is kind of a weird pairing.
I don't think so. I think it's a perfect pairing. Okay. I think he's much older than her, but not that, you know, she's 50, I think, or close to it. And they're both in a country western-ish world, I think. I don't know. Seems like a couple nice people.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's her charity. Listen, they invited me. These are some of the, now, here's my, first of all, I had to say no because I'm going to be in Lexington, Kentucky. And, you know, that's where I am.
Yeah.
Many of these people have to say no for, you know, whatever. I'm going to something better. Blah, 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 blah. Not me. Mm-hmm. I'm in Lexington, Kentucky that weekend at Comedy Off Broadway.
Okay.
Can't make it. However, one of the people who did say yes, which will show you everything you need to know, is Kelly Dodd.
Yep.
Kelly Dodd of the Real Housewives of Orange County. At one time, I don't believe she's on it anymore, but she has podcasts and stuff now, and she's a pickleball person.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to her podcast or her YouTube, whatever it is, with her husband, and I like her husband. I don't know. I don't even know her or mind her either. I mean, who knows? I don't know anything about these people. Anyway, her and I have had issues in the past, I believe.
Yes.
And, you know, fueled by me, I think I started something, a feud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people love to start feuds.
Yeah.
I think I started a feud.
Started a podcast.
Kelly Dunn, I tried.
Yeah.
It went nowhere. Anyway, so she was mad at me or something and pretended she didn't know who I was, and she probably doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, could you imagine, Alex? I mean, has the makings of a classic. I mean, this could almost be a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Here are two feuding D-listers. D-listers. Two feuding D-listers.
Tomato, tomato.
Okay. We have gotten to the point where, I don't know, we go through the ranks of pickleball celebrity tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we keep inching up. Finally, this is like Karate Kid.
Yeah.
We get to the point where it's the finals. And who has made it to the finals? It is Chris Frangiola. Who? Chris Frangiola. I'm not familiar with the name. Oh, he was, oh, how could I, what's the best way to say this? Can we still, I'm not familiar with the politically correct terms people use these days. Is has been still a term? Yeah, but I think he would frown upon that. Where is he? Well, he's in the finals.
Yeah.
But where is he currently? And if we call him a has been now, like, he's not going to hear it. Well, he's in his room.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't, was it given to him for free because he was invited as a celebrity member of the, no, they gave him a discounted room. That's what they offer, discounted
room. What hotel?
The Plaza.
Oh, well, that's a good discount.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Isn't it like on Fremont Street or whatever?
Well, it's off of Fremont Street, but apparently
it's down
there.
It's like from the 1940s, this hotel. But apparently they have a pickleball like court.
I believe they're the hotel.
They're the one hotel leaning into pickleball in Vegas.
Well, not the one, but
is it more people?
I guess they're leaning harder, but the Cosmo used to have a couple tennis courts and they're kind of
Alex, tennis. We're talking pickleball.
I know, but the Cosmo just got rid of a tennis court in favor of a pickleball court.
Well, maybe the finals will be at the Cosmo. I don't
maybe.
Know. Maybe. Anyway, they offered me a discounted rate.
Okay.
If I wanted to stay at the Plaza Hotel, which is nice, you know, whatever it was, 30% off, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not getting anything really to attend.
Yeah.
Which I can't attend, but I appreciate the invitation. But could you imagine if we get to the point where it's the finals and it's me versus Kelly Dodd in pickleball at the Plaza Hotel? Is it the Plaza?
The Plaza.
Yeah, the Plaza Hotel and Casino in downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah.
The amount, I mean, the Super Bowl is going to be one thing, but I think the real Super Bowl would be on the Saturday before Super Bowl Sunday. Usher might even say, you know what, I'd rather perform at this.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are going to be talking. Doug, what's his name? Cruise News.
Oh, Doug Parker?
Doug Parker's going to be in the, he'll be in the attendance.
Yes.
He'll be watching. Uh-huh. All the celebrities are coming to just watch. It'll be like a Laker game, you know, where the people, just courtside will be Doug Parker's courtside.
Post Malone.
Jules.
Jewel.
Ice Spice is coming.
Yeah.
She thinks she's the shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, and the whole front row is going to be filled with farts.
Yeah.
They think, everyone thinks, they all think they're the shit, but they ain't the, they're not even a fart.
Yeah.
But the farts are the ones who go to the pickleball tournament at the Plaza Hotel.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought the invitation was funny and I thought I would tell you guys about it. I don't mean to make fun of it, but I appreciate the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be making it, but Kelly Dodd said yes. And Kelly Dodd's a real pickleball
player. She's an avid pickleballer.
She'd probably beat my ass bad in pickleball. And then I'd lose to Kelly Dodd. And
I could train
you. She's one of those people who loves a feud.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would, you know, talk about me for the next 6 months on her podcast. Like, I beat that bucktooth loser. I don't even know who he is. And he came and he said, I am the shit. And he said I was a fart. Fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the husband tries to calm her down. That's his role on the podcast. He goes, now, honey, let's not, because I think he's like legal guy or something. So he's got, doesn't want any lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And let's calm down. He's probably a decent person when it comes. No, he's not. No, he's not. How'd I do? How'd
you
I
did
do
good. With
my, yeah, thank you. So that's, I'm just trying to say the invitations are coming.
Yeah. The offers are rolling in.
The offers are rolling in, exactly. So let's just look at it like this. Here's how we look at it. Right now, it's a celebrity pickleball tournament, and that's, we are using celebrity about as loosely as it could possibly be used. I mean, if the word celebrity were being used any looser, it would fall from great heights. Whatever.
Yeah.
The most, what's the loosest thing you could think of? The slot machines at the Plaza Hotel. Look at me. I'm playing the part.
Yeah.
I'm promoting the Plaza. Anyway, I won't be going. I won't be attending because I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky at the Comedy Off Broadway.
You just pull a Prince and go hang out at the Circa all weekend.
Prince does not even bother with these things. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's what I should just be doing. But I look at me. I'm like Prince. I'm just not even bothering. Anyway, I thought that was interesting, and I thought it'd be fun to tell you guys about. And I mean, do you want to hear some of the other celebrities that are already on board?
I would.
Okay, just to get back to the Pickle Bowl for a second. So it is the Vegas Pickle Bowl. That's what it's called. It's mm-hmm. just like this play on Super Bowl. It's the Pickle Bowl. It's February 9th, live streamed.
Oh,
so I would be, you guys could probably go over to a website and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Celebrity Pro-Am. And February 10th is the optional amateur tournament. It goes from 11 to 2. The foundation is inspiring children. Nothing inspires children quite like a bunch of old has-beens playing pickleball on the roof of a rundown hotel in downtown Las Vegas. That's children. Most of the children would say, would you like to meet Ice Spice?
Mm-hmm.
No. No. Do you have any connections to Jewel or Kelly Dodd? Hold on. Let me see if I could make a mm-hmm. phone call. Do you know Chris Frangiola? No. Who's this? He was on TV like 12 years ago.
Well, when you were in ninth grade, they showed you Benny and the Roys.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he was one of the breakout stars of that. So anyway, these are inspiring children, personalities who will be there. The celebrity coach will be Matt Manas.
Okay.
He's, I guess, a big featuring Marcellus Wiley's coming. She'll be there.
Okay.
Golden Tate, Kelly Dodd, Cameron Blackwood. You know mm-hmm. any of these people? Are any ringing a bell?
I was looking them up, and a lot of them are athletes.
Logan Lyles coming, and more. And singer-songwriter Jewel, it's her foundation, Children Foundation. Not only put a one-of-a-kind event, but also make a meaningful impact. They do incredible work supporting mental, social, emotional, physical health for at-risk youth. And join us. You'll be helping. We're donating 25% of all proceeds to this amazing cause.
Oh.
Could you imagine the money that's the windfall of money that's coming? Listen, mm-hmm. if you are an underprivileged child, think of the money that is coming your way on February 12th.
Mm-hmm.
February 12th, there's going to be
the dink.
Back up the Brinks truck, because the money that is going to be made by the amount of people who are going to want to watch mm-hmm. the live stream celebrity event with Marcellus Wiley and Golden Tate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the millions that are coming the way of these children, and it's also, you know, they're getting 25%. You're looking at about $47.50 coming your way
for
the underprivileged children. So that's exciting. The Vegas Pickleball is set to be a highlight featuring both amateur tournament and celebrity pro. And that's me. That's what I would be. I would be I'm a celebrity. Mm-hmm. All in Vegas premier's pickleball venue. See, it is the premier. The Plaza Hotels is the premier pickleball venue of Las Vegas. Feel free to stay on for some open play action too. Oh, mm-hmm. that's fun.
Sunday, open play.
Oh, I could just fuck around on Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'm making a mistake not going to this. Hey, I'll call up Kelly Dunn. Hey, Kelly, it's me, Chris.
Let's bury the hatchet.
Let's bury the hatchet. Get out there for some open play.
Yeah.
What do you say? That'd be fun. You know, her and I could be friends.
Yeah.
We'd probably like each other.
I think a lot of those names we didn't recognize, it says here, I think they're pickleball influencers.
That's why I'm afraid, because maybe you guys are into pickleball. I don't want to make fun of pickleball, because I actually would probably love it if I played it. So I didn't want to make fun of them too much, because they're probably at the height of their game in the pickleball world. So
yeah.
I don't want to fuck with them. I have to just reply with a quick amen, and we'll get your name on the list and get you all the details. Hope to see you there, making a difference and enjoying the best of Vegas pickleball. Making a difference. That's what everybody mm-hmm. knows. That's what I'm about. Anyway, all I'm saying is things are starting to happen over here. So if you guys, if you haven't gone over to frangiola.fun yet and gotten your tickets to this round of shows that are coming up, Louisville, Lexington, Ontario, keep help me out.
Louisville, Lexington,
Philadelphia,
Ontario, DC,
Kansas City,
Oxnard,
Stamford, Connecticut. Those people, the comedy club does not stop bothering me. You need to sell more tickets.
So, Auburn, New York.
That's a gorgeous little theater in a beautiful little city of Auburn, New York. Come in there. Auburn Theater is called. Go look it up. If you live in that part of the world, frangiola.fun has the link. I'll make it real easy on you.
Yep.
And you could see a legitimate bona fide celebrity within your town. You know, I've been invited to a pickleball tournament. So celebrity, pro-am.
Your star is rising.
I'm trying to tell people, but nobody seems to be getting it. All right. Well, there you go. I mean, helping children too. Did we mention that?
Mm-hmm.
AI, we can't get enough of it over here. AI, I can't really seem to put my finger on exactly what it is. Are they gonna rewriting all the scripts in Hollywood? Are they just putting big tits on Taylor Swift? or are they gonna take over you know, the world. Robots eventually just mm-hmm. going to be beating us all up in the streets yeah. and taking our women and our money. I don't, who knows? But anyway, out here in Pasadena, California, the first AI, completely AI, automated AI restaurant has opened. And we thought it would be interesting, just this little news clip that aired yesterday here in the local news here in Los Angeles about the first fully AI-controlled fast food restaurant in the world, I believe. Go mm-hmm. ahead and let's hear.
World's first ever completely autonomous and AI-powered restaurant opened in Pasadena. It comes complete with burger-flipping robots. KCAL News reporter Joy Benedict stopped by the mechanical dine-in for a mega bite.
Flippy the Chef makes Spud spectacular. This automated grill Flippy. Gives the meat hold on, hold its on. Sizzle.
Just added, just broke it. Breaking news. Just added to the Celebrity Pro-Am Pickleball Tournament is a Flippy the Chef Flippy. Is coming.
He's a world head chef of mechanicals.
The first fully automated yeah. fast food. Flippy the Chef will be there. Mm-hmm. Who else? Chris Frangiola, Flippy the Chef, Kelly Dodd, and Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty good.
Sounds good.
Okay. Go on.
As this restaurant goes robotic.
For this burger, it would take about 120 seconds.
Cali Express by Flippy is the world's first AI-powered eatery. There's new technology outside the kitchen, too.
A cheeseburger.
Order kiosks use facial recognition to remember you, your favorite food,
awful
and how
me.
You like to pay.
Then like, watch go up and order from like a box, mm-hmm. and then the Flippy the Flippy cool. the Chef. Is Flippy the Chef, is he all of AI, like when he's not chefing? Mm-hmm. When he's not being Flippy the Chef, what else do you do? What do you do when you're off work, Flippy the Chef? Oh, thank you for asking. A lot of people are never ask questions about me. They just think I'm an AI robot who flips French fries. I'm much more than that. For instance, I will be playing pickleball on the roof of a third-rate hotel in Las Vegas against... Some people would call him D-list. I wouldn't even go that far. Ha ha. That's what we call trash talk. Comprende? So Flippy, what do you do when you're not working at the restaurant? Oh, you might have heard some of my work recently. I was responsible for putting big tits on Taylor Swift. Oh, that was you? Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Also, I also made a George Carlin comedy special. Have you heard this? Carlin comedy special? Oh my God, it's all just... So right at this point, I'm not going to fully get on board AI because it seems at this point... Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I think I talked about it on Tuesday... We've been putting fake big tits on. I mean, not me personally, but like Hustler magazine has been doing it since the 70s. So.
Seventh graders with Photoshop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. AI is not the first to put big tits on Taylor Swift. But anyway, so there you go. I feel like, I don't know if that's the end of times or the beginning of times, but mm-hmm. there's a... Now, how long would something like that last? I feel like they have those robot bartenders in like Las Vegas and places like that where mm-hmm. you can go get a cocktail made by a robot and it's fun for about... 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Who do you complain to if you know, if they put, say you don't want pickles and they put pickles on it. Now, who do you get? You got to go talk to Flippy?
You got to send an email. Yeah. Probably.
Hi, Flippy, you put pickles on this. Oh, did I? Excuse me, Karen. And I get it.
Yeah. I saw what you did there.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, we thought an interesting story. This episode brought to you by Every Plate. Oh, we have the Every Plate box. Alex over here, we'd love it. I love it. Are you making resolutions for 2024? Get Every Plate and take back your time with fewer trips to the grocery store and meals ready in 6 simple steps. Save even more time with quick and easy recipes, including easy cleanup options and ready in 30 minutes or less. They plan the meals and deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your door so you can spend less time meal prepping and more time reaching for your New Year's goals. In 2024, you can count on Every Plate to make mealtimes easier without compromising on quality. Every plate recipes include only the highest quality ingredients, including sustainability sourced seafood that meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium seafood rankings, so you know your meals will be fresh and flavorful. Now, you ready for this, Alex? This is because you're cover to cover people, okay? You could sizzle your way into the new year with a dollar steak for life. Simply add a 10-ounce ranch steak to your weekly order for just a dollar per box when a subscription is active. Now that's raising the stakes for dinner.
Ooh.
That's not me. That was written, but I did a pretty good read of it, right? Yeah. But I love this every plate, Alex. We had some fun with it. My wife did most of it, but Beckett helped out. We were doing all sorts of fun stuff. So thanks, every plate, for all you do. Alex is now, you know how Alex loves a call to action. Alex is going to call you all to action and tell you what Every Plate, the good people over at Every Plate, are offering you because you are cover-to-cover listeners. Go get some Every Plate. Go ahead, Alex.
Get a meal for $1.49 plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering the code 49COVER. Subscriptions must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak.
Get started with Every Plate for $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks for life. Go to everyplate.com/podcast, entering code 49COVER. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem your dollar steaks. That's up to $110 value. Thank you, Every Plate. I thought this would be fun, Alex. We do a list. This is not necessarily a list, but it did come out yesterday at KTL, KTLA 5, here at our own local news in Los Angeles. You know, we take a bad rap here in Los Angeles for our traffic. You know, are we the worst? And if you ask me, it's bad. I mean, mm-hmm. It's real bad. However, according to this, you ready for this? TomTom.
Mm-hmm.
Remember them?
Yeah.
They did have like my parents, Alex.
I thought you were talking about Tom Sandoval's restaurant. That thing?
Oh, no. They have a restaurant.
I think.
Tom Sandoval.
You mean it was named Tom.
Yeah, one guy's named Tom. I think it's Tom Seaver. He used to pitch for the Mets as the one guy. And then Tom Sandoval's the other guy.
You mean the...
it's not really. I know it's not Tom Seaver. But
you mean the little...
The TomTom, it's a GPS system that I think is the thing of the past now. But my mom and dad still bring it. My mom and dad packed their TomTom when they came out to L.A. They weren't even driving, but they packed their TomTom just in case they might have had to drive. My dad was going to hook up his TomTom and take care of business. Anyway, according to TomTom, we are not the worst traffic in this country. Are you ready for this? And you guys might live in some of these cities, and you can attest to this. Maybe you have to deal with this traffic. We barely made the top 10, the city of Los Angeles, which is shocking to me. Number one for the worst traffic in the country, Alex, mm-hmm. New York City. I could agree with that, depending upon where you're talking about. Like New York City, it's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. If you're like driving on 34th and 3rd, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C., number two. Mm. Okay. San Francisco, number three. Boston, number four. Problem. Chicago, number five. I agree with all of these.
Yep.
This one's interesting because I don't think I've ever driven there, but six is Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Seven, Seattle. Eight, we'll be there in a few weeks, Alex. Philadelphia.
Okay.
I hope I don't have to deal with the traffic. Philadelphia, we're coming. Punchline, Philadelphia. Mm. What are the dates, Alex? Give the people the dates.
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
February 29th through March 2nd.
February 29th, 30th. Yeah, you get the idea. February 29th? Oh, that's February. So
yeah.
It's only 29. Yeah. And then 1st and 2nd. Philadelphia. 9, Los Angeles. There we are. And then 10, Miami.
Okay.
Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who would have thought?
Who would have thought we'd be 9?
You want to hear something scary? I hope this never happens to me. Danny Masterson, you guys know, we talked about it, on this podcast when it all went down. It's all just interesting, fascinating. I mean, this was a guy on top of the world in the 70s show, was on the ranch or whatever. He was whatever Ashton Kutcher did. He went along and he was accused of rape and he was convicted of raping two women in the 1990s. He was just moved from his, he was in an L.A. County lockup and later at North Kern County State Prison intake facility. Masterson was recently moved to Corcoran Prison, which is a maximum security. It's the prison that Charles Manson was at.
Okay.
Okay. You ready for this? Okay. Yeah. This is a guy. Now, just stay with me. Not that it matters, but it is. This is a guy who at one time was Mr. TV. I mean, the 70s show was a big hit. He was on it. He was doing all the talk shows. He was probably living, having the time of his life, young, handsome guy, you know, mm-hmm. about town, bon vivant. He was probably invited to pickleball tournaments all over the place.
Yep.
Red carpets, doing all the fun stuff. You know, just, I think he's a Scientologist or whatever the fuck.
But, I believe you're right.
But all that aside. Anyway, he did get a 30-year sentence. And he's moved to the Cochrane State Facility where okay. That 70 star is expected to serve the bulk of his 30 years to life sentence. Prison records show that he will first be eligible, for parole in 2042. When he's currently 47, he will be 66. He has preteen girl with Bijou Phillips. Masterson's latest move was first reported by Jeffrey Augustine, who adds that Masterson will be housed in the prison's level 4 maximum security housing unit, the highest level of security available. Besides Charles Manson, notable former inmates at the Corcoran prison include Bobby Kennedy's assassin, Sirhan Sirhan. Built in 1988 and known colloquially as Corcoran State Prison, if I'm pronouncing that word correctly, the facility houses some of the state's most dangerous convicts. Oh, could you imagine?
Yeah.
Okay, this was a guy who was, and now he's in a place that houses some of the state's most dangerous convicts and has a large population of level 4 inmates, mm-hmm. those requiring the highest degree of protection and or supervision. If Masterson struggles in the prison's level 4 general population, Cochran has a small wing called the Protective Housing Unit for inmates in danger of being harmed.
Mm-hmm.
The wing was where Manson was kept from 1989 until he was moved to another prison nearly a decade later. Could you imagine going from that to whatever he was, mm-hmm. 70s show and all that, to now being, because you know someone's going to fuck with him in the prison just because he's Danny Masterson.
Mm-hmm. That's and why I think
he's not
doing
even
it.
Eligible for parole until he's like 70.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a nightmare. Is it all worth it? Like these people with the raping and the sexual mm-hmm. assault. Like, what are you doing? Keeping your pants, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, you had it all. And now you're in Cochran State Prison.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That sound. I mean, nothing could sound worse.
That's about halfway between Fresno and Bakersfield.
Oh, I you pass it all the time on the way up there. You see it. Anyway, that's all. I mean, I just wanted to read that because it's just one of those. It's like it's like your biggest fear. You know, mm-hmm. like you just like, oh, God, I hope I never have to go to prison for anything,
mm-hmm.
especially like that prison.
Yeah.
You know. I got to go to jail for a year because I didn't pay my taxes or whatever. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But maximum security, Cochran State, Sirhan shit.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. Oh, man, that's brutal. What are you going to do? Who cares? All right. The only other thing that I could think it would be worse than being in Cochran State Prison is playing pickleball with Kelly Dodd in Las Vegas. Okay. Other story that I thought might be one that really, you know, kind of takes us home here over on Cover to Cover. I went over to Vermont Country Store today just to see what they got going on because I haven't, you know, sometimes I seem to be, I don't know, they're a little late on sending me the catalogs. I'm not getting them as frequently as I used to, whether they don't have one yet. Or
I think they're pushing you out.
Know how this coming up. They might be.
They know.
But look what I did for the cruise industry. I think Vermont Country Store has to embrace what we're doing over here instead mm-hmm. of shunning us.
Yes.
But I get it. They think we're making fun, but we're not.
No. We love Cabot.
Well, we're about to. They got a lot of stuff on sale over there. They have a section you can go on as a clearance section. And they'll clear out, right now they're currently clearing out a lot of Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're clearing out some Halloween stuff I saw.
Okay.
And then a lot of new stuff's coming in, a lot of summer stuff, a lot of Valentine's candies and things like that. If you're interested, head over there, check that stuff out. So this is something that caught my eye. It's an embossed red filigree tin, nice looking box, like a little box. It's a tin. And it's on sale currently because it was Christmas themed, but it could be any time of the year. It's just red. It looks nice. It's a nice filigree tin, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
And it's filled with luxury malted milk balls. Okay. Nice looking. You want to take a look at it? Take a look at it. Because you're going to be guessing the price in a second, Alex. Okay. That's why we ask you. It's a filigree tin, which is, there's tins out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them just junk shit tins.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this? It's not, is this a filigree? No, it's not. It's some crappy brand. This is a filigree tin, the best tins in the business.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What do you think? An embossed? It's embossed. You know what that means?
Yes.
Could you tell me?
Yeah, it's where yeah, it's almost like
a raised, like a raised, like a little raised thing on it.
Yeah.
So it's like embossed.
The opposite of engraved.
Yeah. Oh, you're exactly. Thank you.
Yes.
It's embossed red filigree tin. Uh-huh. I feel like you're going to guess this price because you seem to know a lot about about embossing and filigree tins.
Can I ask what the count is of?
Well, it's just Alex. Let's not get crazy.
Is there anything in it?
I just said it's filled with luxury malted milk.
Yeah,
balls.
What's the count on the milk bowl?
It doesn't say necessarily a count. Okay. I mean, it could. Okay. It's no coincidence that this collectible tin with its gold embossed filigree detail and fancy diamond shaped keyhole resembles a beautiful jewelry box.
Mm-hmm.
Our in-house artist, okay? I mean, you want to just make your joke still? There's an in-house artist who did this.
Yeah.
Designed it to reflect the chocolate gems inside.
Okay.
Open the hinge tin and you'll be treated to premium malted milk balls with crisp malted milk centers and the thickest layer of chocolate we've ever seen.
Whoa.
And that's saying something. These Vermont Country Store, they've seen a lot of chocolate, a lot of different types of chocolate coatings.
Yeah.
They're saying, Cabot and Orton are saying, this is the thickest they've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in an embossed tin.
Yeah, filigree.
If we're even pronouncing that correctly. We think they're triple dipped.
Whoa.
This is they think. They're like, wait, we could probably get that information.
Yeah.
We're not even gonna fucking deal with these.
No.
You think I'm gonna go over and start chatting malted balls with these people?
Mm-mm.
I'm just gonna guess these things have been triple dipped.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna call up the malted ball people. How many times have you dipped these?
Mm-hmm.
They probably dipped by some AI robot. Flippy the
triple dipper?
Flippy probably dipped these fuckers. All right. Anyway, it doesn't say how many. It's just beautifully designed hinge tin with golden balls filled with 18 ounces of luxury molten milk.
Oh, wow. Balls.
Doesn't say how many, but
well, triple dip, ounces. That's like four.
Right. Exclusive. It's exclusive to the Vermont Country Store. And then you could also get the malted milk balls in a 19-ounce tub sold separately if you want to get them on their own without this damn tin to be, you know, just taking up room in your house. What do you think that goes for, Alex?
Do you want me to guess the clearance price or the list?
The price currently.
The price currently?
Yeah. You're asking a lot of questions.
I'm going to say $40.
Ooh. You're 10 bucks off. It's $30. It's 30 bucks. So it's not awful, but... Of course, as we always like to do over here on Cover to Cover, there's been some reviews, okay? Now, we got one lady who gave it 1 star, and you'd be like, well, what could possibly be wrong? I mean, this thing sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Deb, isn't it?
Normally,
always?
Yeah.
It's Deb. And Deb says, the bag inside was not sealed. The malted balls were not sealed, but it was sealed. It was inside the tin.
Yeah.
I feel like haven't you read about this tin?
Mm.
I mean, that's the sealing.
Yeah.
You don't need another seal inside a seal. But anyway, Deb does. Deb's like, I'm not going to eat this.
Yeah.
Tainted crap. Is it triple dipped? Could be.
Yeah.
We don't even know. We're guessing it's triple dipped. It's the thickest I've ever seen. anyway, she says the bag inside is not sealed. 1 star.
Okay.
We're still trying to get a resolution to this issue. Deb's waiting around.
Yeah.
Is he fucking going to call me or what? Because this thing is not sealed. And I can't eat these malted balls. I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'd love to sit here and eat these malted balls, but I'm not going to eat these tainted malted balls. Probably filled with smack. Ever tell you the time my mother told us, don't eat our Halloween candy with kids? My mother goes, don't eat that one because it had like some white, you know how sometimes chocolate just gets old.
Yeah.
You know, you open up those crackles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Remember crackle?
Oh, I love crackle.
You know like a crackle?
Yeah.
You do? Like a yellow.
It's like the predecessor to the Crunch Bar.
The Crunch Bar, exactly. Yeah, yeah, Crackle, yeah. It's called. It's like a low-rent Crunch Bar.
Well, I think it's a high-rent Crunch Bar.
That's for you it is, yeah.
Well, it's the only way you can get a Mr. Good Bar is if it's accompanying a Crackle, and don't even besmirch Mr. Good Bar.
Oh, you like the Mr. Good Bar. That's just got one peanut in it, right? One big peanut.
That's all you need.
Well, anyway, Crackle had, you know, sometimes you get a little white
Mm-hmm.
A chocolate gets old or something. My mother like screamed across the living room. It was me and my brothers were about. My brother was about to put a tainted crackle into his mouth. She was like, "No, it's covered in smack." That's what she said. My mother was using the street term for heroin, like she was Manuel Noriega or something. All right, how you want to hear a 5-star review of this? Five star. First of all, right off the bat, I don't know if this is the right woman to be, I say woman, but it could be a man.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the right person to be giving a review of this because their name is Chocolate Lover. Chalk Lover.
Okay.
So right away, already, they're fans of chocolate. So they might not be the best person to review this.
No.
Because it's triple dipped. Thickest coating that Orton and Cabot have ever seen. Melt in your mouth, addictive, says Chocolate Lover. 5 stars. These malted milk bars are insanely delicious, addictive, to die for. And this huge tin box is quite lovely, too. The keyhole on the box front is fake.
Oh.
I think everyone should know that.
So you can't lock up your malt
balls. She just wrote, if anybody's wondering, it's fake. So don't be keeping, after you're finished with your malt balls, don't be keeping...
loaded gun or anything in there.
Anything important, any of the important household, you know, like a bill of sale or whatever you might need.
It's not.
Because the keyhole's just a fake keyhole.
It's not a fire safe.
She wrote ha-ha after that. That was kind of her joke. Chocolate Love is having a pretty good time. I could see myself ordering more of these malted milk balls to fill this tin, which I just told you, you can do that.
Yeah, 19 ounces.
She could see herself potentially doing that. She hasn't done it yet, but in her future. Chalk Lover might be able to, she might get some more.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to use some discipline and wait a bit since these are a tad expensive for my budget.
Whoa.
Could you imagine?
Luckily for her, they're on sale.
Well, no, the tin's on sale.
Oh. I mean,
but she wants to just refill the tin. And the regular, like you just, multiples are not on sale. That's a blue chip item. And she didn't have the budget for something like that. You know, she had the budget. She had $30 to... get the tin, but now the tin sits empty in her house. I would imagine surrounded by cats.
Poor
and and she's just like, oh, I'd like to fill this thing up again, but I don't have that kind of money.
No.
I'm not sitting on extra malted milk ball money.
No.
You know what I could do for this, Chalk Lover? I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if you know Jewel, but Jewel runs a charity, okay? And she normally gives that money to underprivileged children.
Yeah, 25% of it.
But I have a bit of an in over there at this charity and with Jewel and many of the pickleballers who'll be playing. And I'd like to tell you, Chocolate Lover, that if I play in the pickleball tournament, Super Bowl, I will make sure that Jewel sends her money that was normally go to an underprivileged child. I'm going to say, can you please send mine? Because a lot of times celebrities, they'll play like Celebrity Jeopardy or Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, and they always say, what charity are you playing for?
Yeah.
Okay? And then they'll say whatever charity they're playing for. And I'll tell Jewel. I'll say, Jewel, if I continue on in this tournament, I'll be playing for Chocolate Lover. Who's that? It's a gal who's went flat broke. Because she bought an embossed tin of malted balls from Vermont Country Store, triple dipped, thickest chocolate layer that many people have ever seen. And she's out of because she couldn't control herself. She was eating these malted balls like a crazy person. Now they're gone. And one other thing I'd like to tell you, Jewel, I don't even know if you have the time for this. I know you're busy. But the lock on this tin, the Chocolate Lover, but it's not real.
Yeah.
So she thought she was getting a tin that she could probably use after the multiples were gone. She could use it for other things around the house. Turns out that it's not even locked. So
no.
That's another problem. Anyway, Jewel, if you have more time, I know you're in a rush, but if you want to talk more about this, I can. Anyway, I would like the charity I'm playing for is Chocolate Lover because she wants more malted balls to fill up the tin that she got. She doesn't have that type of money in her budget. So I'd like to, everything I make on this pickleball tournament, I'd like to give to her. As much as I wish they didn't cost so much, they are well worth the price. So she says they're pricey, Chocolate Lover, but they're worth it.
Yeah.
Triple layer, thickest. What do you think of that, Alex?
I think it's pretty good.
Thank you.
I hope we can. I hope through your rising celebrity and your pickleball skills.
At this point, this podcast is doing some things that we never thought it would do. You know, we just started it because we were at the end of our rope career wise, and
I never even had a rope. That's
You still don't.
But
the funny thing is, who knew that we were going to be, we turned around the cruise industry and so much more. So hopefully we can help this woman out getting some more malted balls. I mean, listen, I know there are, I've seen like, they used to be, I think it's Whoppers. Are they called Whoppers?
Whoppers.
They sell them like a half gallon, like an old timey, you know, the old half gallon, the old carton half gallon. Don't they sell them in that?
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're that pricey an
item. Those are not triple dipped.
They're not. I don't know what. How many dips are a malted ball?
Maybe a half a dip.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. Yeah, pretty low rent stuff there.
I didn't know that. all right. Well, I think we've done all we can do here on this episode. I mean, we gave you guys a lot. Probably rescued a couple more industries. Maybe the pickleball industry. Maybe the Plaza Hotel and Casino. Kelly Dodd, who
the AI fueled fast AI food industry. AI fueled
fast food industry in Pasadena.
Corker and Staples.
So much more. And that girl who thinks you're a shit, but you're a fart. What's her name?
Ice Spice.
Ice Spice. So we did it. What do we got to get out of here on? Anything fun? Come see us live. We're having so much fun out there on the road, and we're excited to head to Louisville and Lexington and Philadelphia and Oxnard. And the next few cities we're heading to, Stanford, Kansas City, and on and on and on. Get these tickets, because I'm telling you, Tampa is already half sold out. So Tampa, side splitters, you better hurry. And we got the live shows are great. Just ask anybody who came to Fort Worth, to the four sold out shows in Fort Worth. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
And you come out and check it out. What do we got to get out of here on Alex?
Well,
anything fun?
Yeah, absolutely. This is AI-powered everything. It's just so high-tech. It's so digital. It's a digital world, but she's just a simple girl. Jewel.
Ooh. Is this a big Jewel?
Oh, yeah. Intuition?
Oh, is that a big Jewel head?
Yeah.
I like Jewel. I don't mind her. She slept in her car. Remember that was her big thing? She slept in her car for like a day. Is she from Alaska? I think she's from Alaska.
I think you are right.
Yeah. She was on Dancing with the Stars. I think she's still around. She married, didn't she marry a rodeo guy or something? She was married to like a cowboy, like a legitimate cowboy for a minute. Well, this one, because for a while there, she was just like a, you know, cutesy guitar singer, you know? But then they tried to, you know, we got to pop this shit up.
Yep.
I can't, you know. I'm going to say this about Jewel. I think she's more than a fart. I think she might be the shit. What do you think? You think she's 100% the shit? Not just a fart.
No.
That's good. I like her. All right, Jewel. Thank you for inviting me to your pickleball tournament. And I'm sorry I can't be there, but if anything goes south and I don't go to Lexington, I'll be there. Watch out, Kelly Dodd. Watch out.
Watch out.
I'm coming. All right. Bye-bye.